Chapter 37. Now Robert Jordan lay with the girl, and he watched time passing on his wrist. It went slowly, almost imperceptibly, for it was a small watch and he could not see the second hand. But as he watched the minute hand, he found he could almost check its motion with his concentration. The girl's head was under his chin, and when he moved his head to look at the watch, he felt the cropped head against his cheek, and it was as soft but as alive and silkily rolling as when a marten's fur rises under the caress of your hand when you spread the trap jaws open and lift the marten clear, and holding it, stroke the fur smooth. His throat swelled when his cheek moved against Maria's hair, and there was a hollow aching from his throat all through him as he held his arms around her. His head dropped, his eyes close to the watch, where the lance-pointed, luminous splinter moved slowly up the left face of the dial. He could see its movement clearly and steadily now, and he held Maria close now to slow it. He did not want to wake her, but he could not leave her alone now in this last time, and he put his lips behind her ear and moved them up along her neck, feeling the smooth skin and the soft touch of her hair on them. He could see the hand moving on the watch, and he held her tighter and ran the tip of his tongue along her cheek and onto the lobe of her ear and along the lovely convolutions to the sweet, firm rim at the top, and his tongue was trembling. He felt the trembling run through all of the hollow aching, and he saw the hand of the watch now mounting in sharp angle toward the top where the hour was. Now, while she still slept, he turned her head and put his lips to hers. They lay there, just touching lightly against the sleep-firm mouth, and he swung them softly across it, feeling them brush lightly. He turned himself toward her, and he felt her shiver along the long, light, lovely body, and then she sighed, sleeping. And then she, still sleeping, held him too, and then unsleeping, her lips were against his, firm and hard and pressing, and he said, "But the pain," and she said, "Nay, there is no pain." "Rabbit, nay, speak not." "My rabbit, speak not, speak not." Then they were together, so as the hand on the watch moved, unseen now, they knew that nothing could ever happen to the one that did not happen to the other, that no other thing could happen more than this, that this was all and always. This was what had been, and now, and whatever was to come. This that they were not to have, they were having. They were having now, and before, and always, and now, and now, and now. Oh, now, 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 the only now, and above all now, and there is no other now but thou now, and now is thy prophet, now and forever now. Come now, now, for there is no now but now. Yes, now. Now, please now, only now. Not anything else, only this now. And where are you, and where am I, and where is the other one, and not why, not ever why, only this now. And on and always, please, then always now. For now always one, now, one only one. There is no other one but one now. One, going now, rising now, sailing now, leaving now, wheeling now, soaring now, away now, all the way now, all of all the way now. One and one is one, is one, is one, is one, is still one, is still one, is one descendingly, is one softly, is one longingly, is one kindly, is one happily, is one in goodness, is one to cherish, is one now on earth, with elbows against the cut and slept on branches of the pine tree, with the smell of the pine boughs and the night, to earth conclusively now, and with the morning of the day to come. Then he said, for the other was only in his head, and he had said nothing, "O Maria, I love thee, and I thank thee for this." Maria said, "Do not speak. It is better if we do not speak. I must tell thee, for it is a great thing. Nay, rabbit." But she held him tight and turned her head away, and he asked softly, "Is it pain, rabbit?" "Nay," she said, "it is that I am thankful too to have been another time in La Gloria."